Now, this looks like a flatline projection. So if we continue to project this out further in time to, let's say, 9 months or 12 months, which is coming up in our immediate future, it looks like this is going to triple the three-month negative effects, or perhaps quadruple the three-month negative effects at 12 months. And it looks like, Alex, that we're going to see probably, this is just my estimation, this is not in the report, but by my estimation, we're going to see millions of Americans suffering severe hospitalizations and deaths over the next 6 months due to the vaccines.
If you think the tyranny and oppression we're living under now is bad, wait till they've got their world ID in. And that's exactly what the COVID passports are all about. And Klaus Schwab and the UN and all the other globalist leaders' own words, they admit that once they've got you with that system, then they're going to carbon tax you everywhere you go and track what you do. And publicly, they're saying they're going to decide when you can travel and when you can't travel. And MasterCard and all the other big companies are currently announcing they're going to track what you do and where you go and tax you with a carbon tax for it. This is the holy grail of tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. This is the takeover, and humanity better wake up and say no. Finally, folks are starting to wake up. Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and others are leading the charge, along with InfoWars. But it's not enough. Every individual has to not comply, and we have to talk about bringing the globalists to justice. You see, they need the fear of God put in them legally and lawfully.
Mike Adams joins us. He did a great job reporting on a story that broke Thursday evening. A lot of different angles to it. He went with the angle of AI-powered DOD data analysis program named Project Solace shatters official vaccine narrative, shows ADE accelerating in the fully vaccinated with each passing week. And there's other angles to it, but ADE is the big one. And again, for people that saw this and didn't follow the links, I have a whole stack of articles here that I'll show TV viewers first. This is from mainstream news. This is from the Pentagon's own site. Effectiveness of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines against the Delta variant amongst 5.6 million Medicare beneficiaries 65 years and older. This is a particular study. Came out September 28, 2021. It got discovered by a lawyer that's involved in these lawsuits against them, and it's now come out. So this is put out by the Pentagon. Here's articles about it from mainstream news. Pentagon AI tool for battling coronavirus holds lessons for war. That's September last year. Pentagon will use AI to predict panic buying COVID-19 hotspots, April of last year. JAICs, that's the Pentagon's new Project Solace, links up supply chain data in the fight against coronavirus. Where it counts, U.S. leads in artificial intelligence, DOD news. Okay, so this is a real thing. Here it is. And, oh, you're not seeing this in the news, though. Now, suddenly, they're quiet about Project Solace because of what it's found. So for people that don't know what this ADE is and how it was predicted by all the top experts and how it's now confirmed to be here, Mike Adams is going to lay this out and talk about the ramifications of what the study shows, because each week it wanes in its effectiveness and your immune system becomes more, not just your, some of your cells lowered, your T cells, your killer cells are deactivated. That's a side issue. Other antibodies are turned way up, and that's what ADE is. So Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, a great engineer, great researcher, has got the best analysis of this out there. Tell us what this means.
Well, first of all, Alex, this is OSINT, or open source intelligence, right? So this has been on the Humetrics website as of Friday. It was still live on there. I don't know if it's there now, but this is DOD. This is their JAIC, their artificial intelligence program. So no one can argue that this is not some secret source somewhere. This is open source intelligence. What it shows, a couple of very important things. One is that the negative side effects from the vaccine get worse over time with each passing week. And so the negative outcomes, which includes hospitalizations and ICU outcomes, as well as deaths, it's very bad at 3 to 4 months, but it roughly doubles in about 6 months. Now, this looks like a flatline projection. So if we continue to project this out further in time to, let's say, 9 months or 12 months, which is coming up in our immediate future, it looks like this is going to triple the three-month negative effects, or perhaps quadruple the three-month negative effects at 12 months. And it looks like, Alex, that we're going to see probably, this is just my estimation, this is not in the report, but by my estimation, we're going to see millions of Americans suffering severe hospitalizations and deaths over the next 6 months due to the vaccines. So that's where we are.
Please continue, Mike.
Okay. So the other major finding of this report is that the number one most important factor that reduced serious complications over time was to have a previous COVID-19 infection. So this document actually confirms that natural immunity is the number one best protective effect against negative outcomes following vaccination. Let me state that in a little bit different way, because I know it sounds odd, but
a lot of people are taking the vaccines even though they've already had the illness and been sick. And so what we're finding is people that naturally already had it, even though this injection has compromised them and set them up for death, the body is so smart it's able to figure it out if it's already been in contact with it, because it's the vaccine itself creating that in the body. Is that right?
Well, yes, that's part of it. But recognize that if here's the weird
start over. Start over. This is really important. Okay. This is really important.
Yeah. If you plan to get vaccinated, according to these data put out by the DOD, the number one thing that you can do to survive the vaccine is to get COVID before you take the vaccine. That's in the data. That's what it shows. So for those people who have been infected and then they get the vaccine, they are probably likely to have lower incidence of negative outcomes versus people who never had any infection and then they got
the
vaccine.
And the report says that shows how incredible our body is. It gets it, it learns how, it later gets the deadly vaccine and then isn't as apt to go into the ADE.
Yeah, exactly. But also notice the last slide of this, slide 17. It also shows the ethnic groups that are most affected by this. That's slide 17, and it shows that Native Americans have the highest rate of increased odds of negative outcomes. So if you're Native American and you're getting this vaccine, you have about a 1.5 times higher risk of death and negative side effects compared to Caucasians. If you're Hispanic, it's about a roughly 1.3 to 1.4 times greater odds. If you're Black, it's something more like 1.25, roughly in that range. But the point is, this vaccine has ethnic effects that, you know, there have been many people out there warning about the possibility of this vaccine being a biological weapon. For example, you know, Louis Farrakhan warning about this. And I have to say, whether or not you agree with Louis Farrakhan on other things, this theory is plausible based on these data.
Those of you who are health professionals, they want you to take it first. Teach. And then they'll say to you, if it ain't moving good enough, you notice they're offering you money now?
Come on, dear man. Go ahead.
When had this devil ever offered you $1,000 or $1,500 to take a shot?
Teach, dear man. Teach. Teach.
They give you free shots
right.
Of toxic waste.
Yes, sir.
Free.
My God.
The same lead that's in the water in Flint is in the water in Detroit, is in the water in Cleveland. You watch, it's in the water in Chicago. You ain't free. You on a death watch. If you don't understand it, you're not going to be here to do all the wonderful things you talked about.
Do not take their medications. I say to those of us in America, we need to call a meeting of our skilled virologists, epidemiologists, students of biology and chemistry, and we need to look at not only what they give us, we need to give ourselves something better.
Yes, sir.
So my teacher told me, don't speak for some, speak for the whole.
Yes, sir.
And now I'm speaking for Black America,
for
Hispanic America,
for
the Native American.
Yes,
and for those who are desirous of life, they're making money now. plotting to give 7.5 billion people a vaccination. Yes,
right.
Dr. Fauci. Bill Gates and Melinda.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You want to depopulate the earth. What the hell gives you that right? Who are you to sit down with your billions and talk about who can live and who should die? That's why your world is coming to an end quickly, because you have sentenced billions to death. But God is now sentencing you to the death that you are sentencing to others.
It does have a different effect based on the ethnic background of the person being infected. So there's no other way to interpret this. Again, it's not some super secret data source. This is data straight out of the DOD and the Humetrics platform, which is the data aggregation and monitoring platform that Medicare uses to monitor long-term effects or health outcomes based on specific medical interventions.
That's right. Let's take our time and explain that. Your article at naturalnews.com does it. It's on InfoWars.com. You have links right to the Pentagon's own subgroup site. It's there. This is real. You can find articles about how they're doing it. So this is confirmed. This just broke Friday or Thursday. This is just now starting to come out. And it's what we already see in the real numbers. It's what we've already been reporting as you know, people reading the news and talking to scientists. This just confirms it with AI scanning millions of people.
That's right. 5.6 million people in this group. And the data projections are very clear. And again, this is enhanced by the same artificial intelligence system that the DOD is using to try to project supply line shortages, which, by the way, we got to talk about that next segment. The supply line, I mean, this is a wartime embargo against the United States, in my view, not letting the ships dock, causing food shortages, lots of scarcity, famine.
This is Build Back Better. And CNN says it's our fault. We are the reason. No, it's Fauci and Bill Gates in the UN.
Yeah, exactly. And we are facing a real dark winter. That's their plan. That's their engineering. But a dark winter die-off, Alex. And the other thing to keep in mind is that the CDC gathers census data on aggregate deaths in America. But their data sets can be about 2 years behind schedule. So they're not going to tell us the truth about the excess mortality caused by vaccines in 2021 until about 2023. So they're going to try to bury this for as long as possible and tell you that, no, you didn't see your neighbor die. You didn't see a relative die after taking the vaccine. No, that was the variant. So
and it also shows how desperate they are that not just me, but all over, Democrat courts are getting rid of due process for conservatives and nationalists. They are going for broke. This is a foreign multinational takeover. Mike Adams is our guest. We're going to come back and recap this. And then I was on the same simpatico with Mike. I want to get into supply chain breakdowns all over the Western world and what that means straight ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Mike Adams with us 15 minutes to the next hour. And we're going to get into Democrats caught again in major false flag attacks, including KKK attacks, rape attacks, you name it. That's even Newsweek reporting on that. I'm going to be getting to that coming up after Mike leaves us. And then Harrison Smith's going to host Sunday Live tonight. He's got so much to cover, so many clips, so many calls. But I want to finish up with this and then get into the supply chain. Because, Mike, you're a major business owner. You supply a lot of things around the world and the country. You're very prolific like we are. You experience what we experience, trying to get high-quality products for your supplements and other things. Sometimes we're selling stuff 6-8 months because we won't cut quality or buy it from China. So I want to talk about that here in a few minutes. But just going back to this, because we could talk 10 hours about this, to have the Pentagon's main AI program that's all over the news, monitoring deaths, monitoring what's happening, and then they just put out a report, what it does, and they're honest about it, but no political statements are in it. And it says that you're way more likely to die if you've had these shots, that it's erasing your regular immune system and then making your immune system turn way up, though, if it comes into contact with a similar virus. Not just COVID, but any other coronavirus. I mean, for those that don't know historically what this means and why all these top scientists were warning about ADE, you should probably spend some time on that.
Well, this is following exactly what people like Sherry Tenpenny warned about, and also Dr. Richard M. Fleming, who you've had on, I think, yesterday as well. This is what the animal studies showed when they tried to develop a vaccine for SARS coronavirus variants early on, many years ago. This is why the animals were dying. So there's really no surprises in this. The surprise would be if people weren't dying from this vaccine. So everything that's showing is tracking right along with our worst fears, and it means that we're probably headed for a real die-off dark winter. They're going to try to cover it up desperately, but they won't be able to stop it. So, Alex, their strategy is going to be, what do they blame? Instead of the vaccine, they're going to have to blame the unvaccinated, even if they get more and more, a higher percentage of the American public to be vaccinated, they're going to still have to blame the unvaccinated. But yeah, antibody-dependent enhancement, this is a very real phenomenon. It is kicking in. And don't forget that Delta's not the last variant. They probably have, remember the EcoHealth Alliance proposal to DARPA and the coverage of that by Drastic, that organization? And they confirmed there were hundreds of variants of SARS-CoV-2 that had been created through the NIH Fauci funding of that whole operation. So, folks, this has only just begun.
And I figured, Mike, we didn't talk before you came on about what you'd all the details, but I'd have it ready for you. The London Telegraph, Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into bat caves, leaked papers reveal, with nanotech to burrow through the skin and the lungs, which you and General Flynn and Dr. Bartlett have been saying for now 6-8 months, clearly is happening the way it's regionally hitting Texas, Missouri, regionally hitting South Dakota, regionally hitting Florida when we had the lowest numbers. And the experts in the Pentagon told me, they said, Alex, we can't tell you how we know this, but I had Dr. Bartlett tell me this a while ago off air, and now he's confirmed that on air, that you know, he talked to Flynn, and Flynn was the head of operations in 2017 and had access to this. By the way, Flynn's going to be in studio soon. I'm going to leave it at that. And Flynn was telling people off record just 6 months ago, was saying, hey, they're spraying this out on the public. This isn't being naturally spread. They're releasing a nanotech form of the virus. And now that's in their own Peter Daszak reports from Fauci to the Pentagon, trying to get them to spend $14 million on this in 2017. So that's why Flynn knew about this, but didn't say it was classified. He just said, I think that's what's happening. And now it's come out. So this is, again, beyond bombshell.
And once again, we are citing now public documents. So what you're referring to is absolutely correct. They talked about aerosolized vaccination, and that was in the proposal, the EcoHealth Alliance proposal to DARPA, which DARPA rejected because even DARPA said this is too crazy. But understand, they were talking about skin-penetrating toxic nanoparticles, which were the spike proteins. And again, when they say aerosolized vaccination, what they mean is an aerosolized release. So can they do aerosolized releases of these toxic nanoparticles this coming winter? Could they release this in the United States? Could they target a particular city? Have they already done so in the past? Personally, this is my opinion, Alex, but I believe they've already done so, and I think they're planning to do so again, and I think they are going to continue to commit genocide against the not just the American people, but everybody around the world to try to drive people into the vaccines while they're crashing the economy and causing widespread suffering and death and destitution.
As we said 20 months ago here on air, they will then blame the unvaccinated for the vaccinated dying and others, but to cover it up, they'll then just spray the general public, like my dad and countless others, and almost kill them. And then now we have General Flynn again telling folks a year ago and 6 months ago and 3 months ago privately, no, these are nanoparticles being sprayed by them that they developed and that with the Chi-Coms. And now we have the documents where they did it. I mean, we have them, Mike, and so it's incredible.
Well, and don't forget the military replacement strategy that's now in play with Governor Hochul announcing she's firing all the nurses, the hospital workers who were unvaccinated last year and they were fine. Now this year, they're being fired. They're taking the people with natural immunity who would be the most qualified to function in a hospital environment, and they're kicking them to the curb and then bringing in National Guard military troops in New York City. Well, this model, Alex, is going to be replicated across the country with first responders. So as they start to fire police officers, sheriff's deputies, ambulance drivers, paramedics, EMTs, and so on, guess who's going to replace them, at least in the blue states? It's going to be National Guard, i.e. military troops driving the ambulances, military troops driving the gasoline.
And they're getting us used to martial law. This is all the lockdowns or martial law drills. 20 months ago, we predicted after the lockdowns, by the next winter, they would have troops in the streets because it's a formula. They've already done it in Australia. And here's the headline: How America Ruined Christmas. Oh, it's our fault. We didn't take all the shots. That's why the ships won't come off from China. Oh, Build Back Better, the UN Klaus Schwab Great Reset Statement. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's why Hillary and them are so happy, because they are just ruthless killers. No, it's not America that's to blame. It's the COVID-19 Great Reset of Klaus Schwab, ladies and gentlemen.
My prediction is people are going to see troops on the streets by Christmas, and they're going to see bodies piling up in certain areas, of course, with a false narrative stating, no, it couldn't have been the vaccines. But this is what we're going to see. This is the winter die-off. This is the sort of soft coup military replacement of the infrastructure of first responders and medical workers, and even you may have even at some point troops in certain areas at grocery stores checking your vaccine passports before you're allowed to come in and shop for food. And in Israel, they've already announced that people who had two vaccines but not the third one are no longer have your freedom. Your green pass is revoked. You're only a double vaxxer, not a triple vaxxer. And then that's going to get updated to quadruple vaxxers soon, and then the triple vaxxers will be revoked. You're going to have to keep getting injected with spike proteins until you die or you stand up and say enough. But by that time, how much damage have you undergone? Do you have a vascular system remaining? Do you even have a neurological system that's still functioning? And by the way, sorry, Alex, if I'm running on here, but we're seeing more vaccidents as well. The tow truck drivers and the ambulance drivers, they know all across America, they're responding to more and more traffic accidents. These are caused by people having blood clots, you know, the microclots, as they're driving and they're losing.
Oh, the British government came out and said record heart attacks, blood clots up 25%, heart attacks up 25% from the blood clots. And exactly now when there's mass death at the hospital, the military will be there to control it. It's a martial law atmosphere. We're being inducted into the Great Reset, into the communist takeover.
That's right. And almost sorry to bring this up, but you know where this is going with Joe Biden signing the executive order that says they can take you away for a measles infection. To your listeners, do you realize that the CDC can declare a measles outbreak in an entire area? They can say this neighborhood has measles.
And that is the shielding area where they're going to, quote, lock everybody else down to protect them from a, quote, neighborhood.
And they can take you out of your homes. They can put you in a green zone camp that they've described on their own website.
And by the way, this has already happened in Australia, and they're only ratcheting up there. The documents came out permanent. They tend to have millions of the population live in camps basically forever. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Stay there. Folks, this is not a drill. You know it's not a game now. I can tell you that I've been around other big national talk show hosts and others. Everybody knows it's the end. Everybody understands this. And I feel so sorry for the public. That's when people ask, hey, they say you lost your lawsuit. You don't get a jury trial. People go, that's unconstitutional, Seventh Amendment. They don't care. They've all been told the country's going down, and they think they're the winners. But, of course, they won't. Everybody in the system that served it is going down as well. In fact, they're most of the people that have taken the shots. It's going to be Democrats dying in mass from the injections they've taken. I mean, this is biblical. Get right with God. Get prepared. Get ready, because this is going down. This is going down. This is the reality. You've got to read the article. You've got to understand what the ADE is. You've got to warn everybody you know. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two, ladies and gentlemen. And any one of these broadcasts should be our last, okay? I hope we're going to still be here in a year or a month, but we don't know. So don't take anything for granted. Warn everyone you know now. You are the Paul Revere's. We are now back live. Some stations don't care this first 5 minutes of each hour. We're going to get into the designed Great Reset that's already starving the third world to death, collapsing their population. The UN then organizes to invade us. And then here already the major shortages here that are even worse in Europe, Australia, and, of course, right there in the UK. We're going to show you some video of the big food lines and the prime minister admitting that next segment. But, Mike, everything we predicted last year unfolded. Now we're here laying this out. This is clearly their cover for the world collapse to bring in the world ID based around the vaccine passport. What can the average person do to lessen the blow? What can Congress do? Because I see great people like Rand Paul and others. They don't seem to know how much danger we're all in. He's confronting Fauci. He's talking about illegal spying, you know. But they're still operating from their cocoon like everything's okay, but it's not okay. I mean, everything's falling apart, and the hospitals are now full of the vaccinated who are seriously ill.
I'm not sure they realize how close we are to the end of the American empire, period. The end of the dollar. Once you see, the only way that they're keeping this going and the way that Biden is bribing all of the Democrat groups to carry out more voter fraud on the ground is through money printing. So the money printing allows them to distribute these trillions of dollars. They call it, you know, a COVID stimulus. But of course, as you know, almost none of it goes to anything related to COVID. This just goes, it gets funneled into other groups to keep the Democrats in power. So once the money printing machine stops, it will be, of course, catastrophic for the nation. It would mean the end of America as we know it, at least. It would perhaps parallel in many ways the Soviet empire collapse of 1991. Which began as a default on debt 3 days earlier. Of course, that's a simplification of it, but that was a big part of it. But once the money machine stops, they can no longer bribe everybody to keep playing along with the Democrats. Even the CDC would run out of money to keep bribing celebrities to push vaccines, for example.
And so, Mike, let's be clear. It's obviously the globalist above it all maneuvering us and others into a collapse. Europe can't get coal. China can't get coal because the money's devalued and they've been shutting down coal production. I mean, we can see the mega corporations are orchestrating this collapse.
It's going to be an engineered famine situation, a release of another bioweapon, an energy collapse resulting in at least regional power grid disruptions, and then followed by, at the worst possible time, in my opinion, they're going to cause an economic catastrophe, which may be bank holidays. It may eventually be the actual collapse of the dollar itself, but we can't know the timing, so I'm not making that prediction for this winter. It's just we know that's inevitable. It's going to happen, and they're probably going to end up printing $1 trillion a week before very long. So, you know, $3.5 trillion they're talking about right now, they may cut that to $2 trillion, but it's trillions a month at this point. It's going to be $1 trillion a week soon, and then the blowout, it's just inevitable. It's very close.
And that's why they're getting troops on the streets and getting us used to hearing the Americans are the terrorists and those that question open borders are the terrorists. We've got 80,000, this is mainline news, the Mexican government says, from Haiti marching towards the Texas border now. They're releasing 80% of those that have already gotten here. I mean, this is going to be incredible.
Well, I also think the most important survival strategy for the red states like Texas and Florida is nullification. And you saw Nebraska the other day, the governor of Nebraska announced they would not honor the attempted new IRS rule of reporting transactions over $600. That's a nullification. What Texas needs to do, in my opinion, is to nullify the FDA, legalize ivermectin, save the lives of the people of Texas. Joe Biden's waging war against the red states, even with restrictions of monoclonal antibodies, for example, which will produce more casualties. We now have reached I wouldn't quite call it a civil war. I would call it a nullification stage for survival. Texas must take hold of its border, must take hold of medicine, must take hold of big pharma, get big pharma out of the system. Otherwise, Texas goes down with the blue states. That's my opinion.
I agree. And I want to say something about Greg Abbott. I don't want to attack Abbott just to attack him. He did a bad thing last year with the lockdowns and all that. I want to believe in him. I want to think he's good. I want to believe in DeSantis. But he keeps putting out video of armored vehicles and Humvees and DHS vehicles and you know, Texas State Police down there. But when they grab the illegals coming across, they give them to the feds who release them. So it's all show.
It's October 1st, 2021, and I've got good news for you. I've got good news for me. I've got good news for everybody alive in America and on this planet today. Now, we spent years developing this, and it's probably one of the strongest, cleanest formulas in the world. There may be something better. We don't know about it. It's made by one of the top labs in the United States that we private label it from, because again, if we said their name, they'd get attacked by the left. This stuff is incredible. It is Brain Force Ultra, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We got a limited run of this in a month ago, and it sold out in 3 days. And we already had a larger batch getting developed. The ingredients came in, and the new batch is here, and I just took some today. And I think it's even stronger than the last batch because this stuff, again, is done in a lab, but it's done organically. So each batch varies a little bit, but it does get all the testing done to show that it's at least up to a basic strength, and this is actually above that. So we got Brain Force Ultra back in stock. We got a big shipment in, but it's so popular, I think it's gonna sell out in probably a week. Despite that, we're gonna offer it at 50% off the introductory rate for at least 4 to 5 days. That's why I'm saying it's October 1st. I'm going to run this until October 5th. Hell, it may sell out. And that's good news for InfoWars, because we desperately need funding in the face of the Democratic Party assault, their rigged courts, their kangaroo systems, and their attempts to silence us and silence you. Because that's why they're coming after us, is to get to you. We are all in this together, as Benjamin Franklin said. And if we don't hang together, we're going to hang separate. You've been hanging with us. You've been keeping us on air. You've been spreading the word. And it's having an incredible effect. In fact, let me spend a minute or so on that before I get back into this. I had a chance to go up to Glenn Beck's The Blaze. I had a chance to hang out with Stephen Crowder at his offices outside The Blaze. And I had a chance to meet with a lot of other big reporters and other pundits. And a lot of them thought I was full of it 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. They now see everything I predicted come true. And we had a hero's welcome there. And it's happening all over the place, but that's because of your support. If you didn't keep us on air, the world wouldn't be waking up. When this tyranny launches attack, we would be losing, we'd be submitting. But instead, all over the world, from Australia to the United States, people are fighting back and waking up. And InfoWars, at least half the time that we talk to people, is the catalyst that woke them up. That means you're the catalyst that woke them up. So again, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. You've got to go see what is in this. Let me just read you some of the things. Guarana seed, look into what that does. Alpha GPC, woo! Green coffee bean, Eleuthero root, yerba mate leaf, green tea leaves, ginkgo leaf, ashwagandha root, and more. And they are strong, organic, cold pressed. This isn't dry garbage. This isn't old trash. This is new at one of the best labs. I want to say the best because there might be one better, but it's the best we know of. And we are so proud to bring you this, and that it funds the InfoWar. Clean, long, sustained, deep, focused energy where you don't have the crash. If you love Turbo Force, if you love Brain Force Plus, that are both different formulas that are excellent, you're going to absolutely love Brain Force Ultra. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. But I got to tell you, of the three, drop for drop, this is the strongest ever. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, check out all the other great products like Ultra 12, Winter Sun, and so many others. But whatever you do, keep praying for a global awakening and keep spreading the word about InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today. And remember that every person you reach out to now is one step closer to our victory. So thanks for keeping us in the fight. We're never going to back down. God bless and good luck.